Time now for your comments. John Chevedden of Redondo Beach, California, wrote to correct a fact in last week's interview about the attempt to locate Amelia Earhart's plane. Earhart was not attempting the first round-the-world flight when she disappeared in 1937. That feat was accomplished in 1924 by three different two-man crews. Earhart would have been the first woman to do so had she completed her journey. Our coverage of street racing drew a lot of reaction. Jeffrey Radkin suggests races hosted by the Sports Car Club of America, headquartered in Englewood, Colorado, may offer an alternative for these automotive outlaws. He writes, "In my 12 years as a safety worker for SCCA, I have cleaned up many a wrecked race car, some so badly damaged they had to be removed from the track by a forklift, but I have never had a driver killed." The LA police said they've had 4 street racing fatalities so far this year. Many of you responded to my profile of trucker radio host Dave Nemo. Gary Alred of Sterling Heights, Michigan wrote, "I thought I had driven my semi through the Twilight Zone, somewhere near Saginaw, when I heard Dave's theme song on Morning Edition. Thank you for portraying the trucking industry in a favorable light." Listener Joseph Bodden of Angleton, Texas, points out, "Truckers aren't the only ones listening in. Callers on Dave's phone line have included tugboat pilots, workers on offshore oil rigs, and a host of others who are working from midnight to dawn." Send your comments to Morning Edition, Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org. And please let us know where you live and how to pronounce your name.